Demand influencing, demand generation. A key aspect of demand influencing is called demand generation. Demand generation involves translating latent demand identified during market research into active demand for a product or service using various forms of communications with potential customers. Demand generation is critical for new product introductions since most new products fail. The market could either stay with the product it already knows or just not notice the new product. With no historical data to guide forecasts, marketing and sales have to operate on instinct, experience, connections to past products, and market research. A great deal depends upon that research, and the rest depends upon what the marketing experts do with that research, both in the product design phase and during the introduction. Most of all, the product really has to give the market what it wants. If market analysis has correctly identified the needs and desires the new product can satisfy, marketing at least has a good chance to develop a campaign that triggers robust sales. Of course, all those sales have to be matched by production and delivery so your supply chain doesn't run out of stock and have to turn away eager buyers. Marketing's major responsibilities when developing a campaign for a new product or rebranding an existing product include educating customers and supply chain partners. Educating customers. The potential buyer has to know that your product is out there. Marketing has to know where buyers are and how to reach them. This means crafting the right message, one that emphasizes the product's unique benefits and connects them to customer needs and desires that were uncovered during market research. Generating product and brand awareness are activities that often take longer and require more effort than is planned and budgeted for. Therefore, a longer planning horizon and regular feedback on marketing progress are necessary to increase the chances of a successful product introduction. The message also has to be conveyed through the appropriate media, print ads, which periodicals, television or internet advertisements, which programs and time slots or websites, which ad agency, which style of presentation, social media presence, email, telemarketing, in-person visits, public seminars, and so on. Finally, marketing has to know who the buyer is. That's not always as obvious as it sounds. For example, a new type of exterior junction box may have to be marketed to and accepted by developers, general contractors, carpenters, and electricians, as well as regulators and inspectors. Getting the word out will probably require personal visits and demonstrations. The end user, the homeowner who may eventually plug some outdoor lights into that box, is actually of no importance in the marketing campaign. Educating supply chain partners. Part of getting a product accepted is getting it understood by those who have to design, build, transport, and sell it. Working in conjunction with engineers, suppliers, logistics managers, retailers, and whoever may be involved along the way, like those home builders in the preceding junction box example, marketing has to be certain that the product is produced, carried, stored, and sold by people who understand it. Training and job aids may have to be designed and delivered at multiple levels. Before using product, price, placement, and promotion to influence demand, a foundational aspect of influencing demand is to influence the organization to support actual customer expectations and needs. However, this influence must be directed toward the organization's business objectives. Specifically, this means that the organization should support only products and services that have a positive contribution margin. A positive contribution margin means that the increased demand will increase net income, profit, rather than simply increasing sales volume or revenue. Expanding product mixes and varieties to satisfy all customers could otherwise result in unsustainable costs and growth. Demand influencing activities may also involve convincing customers to accept substitutions or changes in purchase timing. The purpose of demand influencing is to support the organization's business objectives, and sometimes the best way to support these objectives is to convince customers to purchase an alternative product or to delay purchases. Substitution may occur because one type of product is in surplus or because there is limited capacity and not all customers can be served without making full use of all products in a product family. Convincing customers to delay purchases or wait in some form of queue can also accommodate capacity limits. In another example, a promotion or discount could be timed to a period in which there is excess production capacity. Similarly, new product introductions or decisions to drop a product line can be timed to lessen the impact on other product lines. Influence over departments such as marketing and operations is not a given, and this is especially the case when dealing with multiple organizations. Developing and maintaining influence requires leadership skills and a certain amount of humility. For example, a supply chain partner may have very good reasons for wanting to have a sale in a particular month. Collaboration on influencing demand may require listening, understanding positions, selling the benefits of changes to partners, and reasonable compromise.